Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
We are back. Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio. And we are your hosts, your humble hosts, mostly humble, Tim and Julie Harris. And of course, this is your source, your what's become the internet number one source for realtors who are ready to take advantage of this new real estate boom. Of course, your unfiltered, full-strength honesty, this is what we're going to deliver to you guys about what is truly working to action and get you making money. Again, going to drill down on this. And yesterday, if you listened to the radio show, we had a wonderful guest, Mr. Jonathan Smoke. He is Realtor.com's chief economist, and he and I are going to start doing a radio show for you guys once a month, it sounds like, to follow up on yesterday's because it went so well. A lot of you guys have great feedback for us on that radio show. But what did he say, if you didn't listen, is he said, yes, indeed, Tim, you are right. Well, he didn't say it like that, but, you know, that's how my mind heard it anyway. But we are indeed in the beginning stages of the 7 to 10 year real estate boom. And this absolutely is going to be one of the best real estate cycles of all of our entire lives and our remaining real estate careers. So bottom line, guys, if you're not experiencing a real estate boom in your own business at this point, and if you're still waiting for the other shoe to drop, if you're still thinking there's going to be some kind of alien apocalypse that's headed our way, well, that's probably the reason why you're not moving forward in your business and making more money and finding the success that you deserve. What are you supposed to do, Julie, if they're in that situation?
FreeCoachingCallsForAgents.com. Reach out. Ask for help.
That's right. So a couple updates for you guys. Number one, the site's been updated. We're updating all of our online media. So the main website, HarrisRealEstateUniversity.com or TimAndJulieHarris.com, that site is updated. A lot of you have been, again, giving us feedback that you like the new site a lot better than the old site, which I thought the old site was pretty good too. I'm surprised the number of you that actually like this new site so much better. I guess it's easier to navigate. And some of you have asked how you can get your testimonial up on the website. Now, I'm going to tell you how this actually works. If you guys send us a video, preferably a video, or any kind of testimonial really, but a video primarily, I will put it on the website. And the reason that so many agents send us video testimonials, well, let's hope it's because they like the services we're providing, but it's also because they get referrals from doing it. You know, Colette McDonald, one of Julie's great clients, she sent us a great video testimonial. Out of the blue, we get this great video. Well, of course, I put it on the website, uses some other, you know, source, other forms of media, and she gets referrals from it. So you guys, I know a lot of you are really loving what we're providing for you on this radio show, or if you're enrolled students, you are 100% embracing what we're teaching you as far as how to build your real estate business. Absolutely send us a testimonial, and I'll absolutely post it on the new website. As you guys know, we're the largest coaching and training organization for realtors. Again, I'm not bragging, just stating a fact. By the number of students, we eclipse, I believe, our three nearest competitors by quite a big margin. So you are going to get a lot of exposure to other real estate agents. You will hypothetically get referrals. I'm not going to guarantee it. And, of course, you know, these will be agents calling you, asking you about your testimonial, asking you about your success, or just realizing that you sell, for example, in, you know, Manhattan or Long Beach or wherever else, because we will put your city and state and your brokerage name and obviously your name underneath the testimonial on the website, and you'll get referrals that way. And, you know, I want to do a shout-out, Julie. I didn't, I didn't really prepare for this a little bit, but I had a great coaching call today. I know he's a listener to the radio show. He's a new coaching student, Brandon Jackson. And, you know, Brandon made me realize how different this new generation of coaching students, of this new generation of really realtors. And we talked about this yesterday with the, Realtor.com's chief economist, too. There's a new breed of agents that are getting into the business. And, you know, Brandon, I was having this coaching call with him. It's only my second or third, I think. And it was funny, Julie. He started quoting me chapter and verse.
Really?
From, yeah, exactly. I mean, he started telling me about, you know, what stage of learning he was in, or, you know, he started, you know, it was amazing. And I realized, I stopped him, and I go, where'd you learn this? He goes, where do you think I learned it? Your website. And, you know, that's what's different. It's so
very
different.
Coachable.
It's coachable and, you know, very business-minded. This new breed of agents, right? You're experiencing that, too, with some of these new guys you're getting, too, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because from a coaching perspective, of course, you're always a little bit reticent about the brand new agents, you know, and we always can kind of tell which direction they're going to go fairly early on. And I would agree with you, this new breed of agents, man, they are what you would say frosty. They're tuned in. They're present. They're paying attention. They study stuff, but they don't overstudy things.
That's a key thing.
I've got a handful of what I call my super brand newbies, which are literally like licensed maybe 2, 3, 4 months ago. And these guys all have something pending already. They're working it. They get it. They're not, you know, some of these grizzled veterans can get a little bit crusty around the edges, so to speak, and kind of suspicious of everything. And, you know, especially if you've gone through the boom and the bust cycle and, you know, lose that, guys. Act as if you just got your license. How would you act differently?
Well, Julie, here's the other thing that's interesting. Of the new crop, so everyone, you guys don't know this, but I would say 90% of you, when you join our coaching organization and you join in the advanced coaching program or the breakthrough coaching program, this is not true with Real Estate Coaching Essentials, but you join one of those two coaching programs, you start out with Julie and I. You start out with us as being your coach, and then we all have, and some of you will stay with us and others of you won't. So it just really depends on whether we're the best fit for you after a month or two or whether we should have one of our other coaches work with you. But we get to know you. We help build your business plan. We really do our best to help you start building momentum. So what I'm noticing, Julie, and this is also something that is a new phenomenon, I'll get free coaching call requests, free coaching calls for agents.com, and I realize that, guys, when you want to book with Julie or myself, that you have to book sometimes 2 weeks out, but hopefully you'll agree that it's worth it. So go ahead and schedule your free coaching call. I guess it's 3 weeks out now. If you have an urgent need and you're ready to become a coaching student now and you don't want to wait that long, you don't have to. You can obviously just go call 866-422-9497 or just hop on our website and just chat up. It's usually Rochelle that's manning the chat on that website. But in any event, we're getting a lot of agents who are requesting free coaching calls who are mid-career, usually, at some big company, making really decent money. And it's fascinating to me how many of them, like I recently, I had two or three that started with us as coaching students, and their question was, I have a full-time job, Tim, where I'm earning, you know, the last one was $150,000 a year, and my broker and everyone in real estate is telling me, you know, these are new agents, so maybe they've got a, you know, a deal or two under their belts, enough to really motivate them. But everyone's telling me to quit my job, and I just want to know what you think I should do. And you know what I tell them every single time and twice on Sundays? Hell no, don't quit your job. What are you, nuts?
Right.
Seriously. And so here's what's interesting. I see this also with this new breed of agents. You have these new breed of agents that are professionals. They're professionally educated. They have sometimes advanced degrees. They're, you know, like I said, they're mid-career, and they're looking for a way to diversify their income. They're looking a way to pay for college or whatever it is. And these guys, it's very fascinating to me, are oftentimes the best coaching students I've ever had because they'll maybe set aside, you know, 5 hours or 10 hours a week, weekends and evenings, to work in the real estate business. And we set very realistic goals for them to accomplish between calls. And they get it done and they don't screw around. They're disciplined. They're really focused on their goals. And, you know, I hope this trend continues. I hope more people enter into our real estate industry who are professionally minded, who are doing this for, you know, the sake of bettering themselves and their families and obviously being of service to their buyers and sellers. So, I don't know, just a lot of interesting things that are happening in the industry. And it's all kind of predictable, I guess. I mean, again, building on our interview that we did yesterday with Realtor.com's chief economist, Jonathan Smoke, yeah, he agreed. I agree with him. We're at the very beginning stages of what's going to be a fantastic real estate recovery. So if you're not experiencing that, listen to this real brief radio commercial. And when we come back, Julie and I are going to present to you a really fantastic topic, which, by the way, was motivated to present this topic today by Brandon Jackson, who I mentioned earlier. And the topic of today's show is, Why Aren't You Rich? The Four Stages of Competence in Real Estate. So we're going to take a real quick break, assuming I can get this commercial to play. And when we come back, get ready to take some great notes.
According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between $8 and $10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending $30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Okay, we're back. So let's just jump right in. The Four Stages of Competence, Julie, I'll read this and then let you present the first stage. So
sure,
the four stages of four stages of learning, or four stages of competence, it's referred to as both things, provides a model for learning. It suggests that individuals are initially unaware of how little they know or unconscious of their incompetence. Unconscious of their incompetence. So in other words, if you're listening to me right now and you say, and you're saying to yourself, Tim doesn't, what the heck is he talking about? You're unconscious of your incompetence. In other words, you don't know what you don't know. You don't realize what you don't know. As they recognize their incompetence, they consciously acquire a skill, then consciously use it. Eventually, the skill can be utilized without being consciously thought through. In other words, you get to the point, you guys are all like this at different things, you know, you'll be getting to the point where you started years ago, possibly, you learned something that was hard to learn, that was new to you, and then you've done it so often now that basically you do it without thinking. It just happens organically. It happens almost like breathing. Once the individual has reached that level, they're said to have acquired unconscious competence. So several elements, including helping someone know what they don't know or recognize a blind spot, can be compared to some elements, well, more details we don't really care about. So Julie, let's just get right to the unconscious incompetence.
Yes, so you guys want to take notes because some of these terms sound similar, and we're going to translate it into why you care as a real estate professional after we present this. So the first stage is called, as Tim said, unconscious incompetence. This is when the individual does not understand or know how to do something and does not necessarily recognize that that's a deficit. They may deny the usefulness of the skill. The individual may recognize their own incompetence and the value of the new skill before moving up to the next stage. So you have to actually recognize there's a deficit before you can move on. The length of time an individual spends in this stage depends on the strength of the stimulus they have to learn. So in real estate, you know, you get your license, so you guys all can kind of reel back to that. And even some of you guys who have been licensed a really long time, something like, I'll take the obvious example, a pre-listing package. You might be unconsciously incompetent that that matters to the degree it does. It hasn't mattered to you yet, so you're unconsciously incompetent about it. Make sense, Tim?
It does. So, guys, most of you start out, and all of you start out in real estate at that level, but some of you do bring natural skill and ability to your real estate career. And sometimes that skill and ability clouds over your lack of competence. So in other words, just because you're a people person, just because people like you, just because you're a good socializer, you think that that's going to be enough to get you down the field. And the truth is, it might. Yeah, it might. You might actually
do
really well.
Yeah.
It's right, but you're going to hit a wall. And at that point, you become aware of what you don't know. And usually that happens after you've had your butt handed to you in a listing appointment. Usually that happens after you've lost enough times that you realize that maybe you're not as good as you thought you were. Maybe you need to improve in this particular area of your real estate career, your real estate. And it's obvious the things that you guys aren't good at. I mean, right? If you're buying leads, you know, our soapbox of 2014,
not good at lead generation.
If you're buying buyer leads, you're not good at lead generation. If you're buying leads, you're not good at generating leads yourself. And so until you learn to master your own generation, your own lead generation, you're going to be stuck in the paradigm of having to spend money to make money, which, by the way, guys, doesn't always have to be the case. Oh, and don't also fall prey to the sort of 1980s business wisdom that time is money. Time is not money. Okay, I can always get more money. I can't get more time, can I? So time is not money. That's a lie. Julie, what's the second point?
The second stage is conscious incompetence. Though the individual does not understand or know how to do something, he or she does recognize the deficit as well as the value of a new skill in addressing the deficit. The making of mistakes can be integral to the learning process at this stage. Now, this is usually when people sign up for coaching. We see this the most frequently where they have that aha moment. They were trucking along, doing lots of listings, but maybe they ran out of friends and family, went on a competitive listing presentation, and didn't take it. That light bulb goes off. I wonder why that is. Why did I not take that listing? That's the most obvious example. There are many others in real estate. Could be negotiating, could be lots of different things. But at least the conscious incompetence stage, the individual actually recognizes that they need help.
Yeah, and you know what, Julie? There's so many agents that went from the boom market to the bust market. Now they're back to what was going to be another boom market. And because of, like, they're in California, they probably never really had to deal with price reductions. They probably never really had, depending on, you know, when they came into the industry, a lot of these guys, and this is just a fact, some of you are going to be insulted. The ones of you who are about to feel insulted about what I'm about to say are the ones that are definitely guilty of this. You guys have never learned how to compete. You've never actually learned how to win in a listing presentation. You haven't. That's the reason that you buy leads, because you don't know how to compete. Aren't you sick of that? Aren't you sick of being dependent on giving out your credit card number in order for you to get business? Do you really believe that's normal? It's not. So the fact is when you get to the point where enough is enough and you're ready to break through, that's your conscious incompetence. You're embracing the fact that you don't know stuff, and you're excited about it because you know you can learn that stuff. That level right there, I'll tell you guys, is a really cool and a great time to receive a new coaching client because they're receptive at learning. Mm-hmm. Those of you who request free coaching calls and you're in that unconscious incompetence phase where you're basically, I don't even know why the heck you requested a free coaching call, you just want to sort of debate stuff or you want to, you know, argue or you want to prove your point about why it's important to spend $10,000 a month buying buyer leads, you know what? Don't request a free coaching call because we're not going to be coaches for you. You might even request to be a coaching client of ours, but if that's your mindset, and I know some of you have experienced this, we're going to decline and say we're not a good fit for you. Okay, that's just a fact. So be in the conscious incompetence phase. Be in the mental, emotional place where you're ready to learn and embrace the amazing thing that this real estate industry can be. Third level, third stage, Jules.
Perfect. The third stage is called conscious competence. This is when the individual understands or knows how to do something. However, demonstrating the skill or knowledge requires concentration. It may be broken down into steps, and there is a heavy conscious involvement in executing the new skill. This is where I see a lot of our coaching clients who have been with us for quite some time, where we've worked on specific skills, objection handling, negotiating, price reductions, listing presentation, pre-listing presentation, all of those things where they have the competence, but they're having to continue to be conscious about it and going through some very specific steps where they say, okay, now I've implemented this. I know what I'm supposed to say and how to say it. I've got to get myself ready to do it the way I know I'm supposed to do it. They're doing things still on purpose and with a high level of concentration. And this is when we
see a lot
of exciting things with them because they go, gosh, I can't believe what a difference that made. And they get excited to go on to the next deal.
And the fourth stage, Jules.
The fourth one is called unconscious competence. The individual has had so much practice with the skill that it has become second nature and can be performed easily. As a result, the skill can be performed while executing something else. The individual may be able to teach it to others depending upon how and when it was learned. The funny thing about unconscious competence, this fourth and final level, you would think that that's where the goal would be, right? To get to that unconscious competence where everything's on autopilot and it's all easy. But one of two things happens. You either break through and get yourself back to conscious incompetence and continue to work and hone your skill, or sometimes in that last stage, agents can develop a big old ego, they can get complacent, they can think like they knew it all, until yet again they have to have their butt kicked in order to realize there is still much yet to learn.
So if any of you spend any time in psychology classes in college, as we did, you'll know that there's another stage after this. It's kind of debated what this next stage is, because like Julie just presented it, it's widely believed there's basically four stages of learning. But there's a fifth stage that I actually believe in, and so does Julie, obviously. And this fifth stage of competence is some refer to it reflective ability or conscious competence of unconscious competence as being the fifth stage, while others use the fifth stage to indicate complacency, like Julie just said. And yet another definition refers to the fifth stage as enlightened competence, described as the person has not only mastered the physical skill, or in your guys' case, the mental skill, really, to a highly effective and accurate level, which does not anymore require of him conscious, deliberate, or careful execution of the skill, but instead done instinctively or reflexively, requiring minimum effort with maximum quality output. And this and is able to understand the very dynamics and scientific explanation of his own physical skills. In other words, he comprehends fully and accurately the what, when, and how, and why of his own skill, and possibly those of others of the same skill he has. In addition to this, he's able to transcend and reflect on the physical skill itself and be able to improve on how it is acquired and learned at even higher efficiency with lower energy investment. Having fully understood all necessary steps and components of the skill to be learned and in the manner of how the dynamically integrated to produce a desired level of overall competence, he is thereby able to teach the skill to others in a manner that is effective and expedient. So that was quite interesting. So, and guys, here's the bottom line. It's important that you understand what stage of learning you're in. And it's interesting also, from sort of an intellectual perspective, that you can be at different stages and you are at different stages of learning, of competence, in different aspects of your life. Like, for example, some of you are trying to learn, how to, let's say, for example, master presenting during a listing presentation. So first, you're finally embracing the fact that what you want is on the other side of really being able to compete, really being able to present the pre-listing pack and our home selling system, really able to get in front of any seller, whether you have any sort of contact previously with them or not, in terms of, you don't know them anywhere. You've set the appointment, you've pre-qualified them, you're on the listing. Some of you, again, have never been in truly competitive situations. But for now, for the first time in your lives, you are. And you're nervous as hell about it, but you're working your way through it, and you can see that you're getting more effective at it. You can understand that it's taken time and effort to get you to that point, but whatever you do, don't stop when you get there, because you have to keep on drilling down and have to keep on getting better, because it just gets easier. Whereas on other aspects of your life, like, for example, I mean, I think back and Julie going to all those Pilates classes. I mean, when she first started going to Pilates, she'd come home looking like a, pretzel. And, now when she goes to Pilates classes, it's easy for her. She knows all of the maneuvers. She doesn't need to be corrected on all the different whatever they're called. They're not called postures. What are they called, Julie?
Asanas, if you're in yoga.
Asanas.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's yoga. Yeah. So that's what happens. I mean, you basically have gotten to the point where you've done it enough times, and you've gotten good at it without having actually thought about it. you can get to that level in your real estate career. But it's interesting, this sort of, you know, arguable whether that there's a fifth stage or not. But what Julie said is really critical. Some of you guys are at the top of your real estate your careers. You can talk to any seller. You are great at presenting. Some of the guys we've coached for 7, 8, 10 years, you know what? You guys are really freaking good at this point. But the problem is, if you don't continue to put yourself, to Julie's point, back in the first stage, where, or rather really the second stage, where you're consciously aware of the fact that you need to improve in other areas, what happens is you'll get complacent and you'll actually start losing the skills that you have. I always like to use the good old-fashioned plane taking off analogy to really kind of put this into a visual. So you're sitting, you know, there's different stages of the plane taking off. There's the plane getting loaded, right? So everyone's loaded, everyone's got their seat back and their tray table, and you guys can understand you've all been in that situation. Then there's the plane taking off, plane reaching cruising altitude, plane landing, and then the plane, you know, everyone getting off the plane. So the last phase is the fifth phase, really, if you think about it. So what happens in a lot of you is you guys will start coaching, or you'll consider starting coaching, and you realize that you're at the stage where you need to start loading the plane. You can't stop there. You can't be loading the plane for weeks and months on end. Your goal has to be to load the plane as quick as possible, and then you have to start throttling down. Again, this is another area where some of you will run into challenges. You start throttling down, because if you don't throttle down when you're flying that plane, what happens? If you don't keep the throttle at full strength, the plane is not going to ever clear the end of the runway. And you guys know, or rather you, maybe you don't know, that the plane uses almost all of its fuel when it's clearing the runway, when it's actually taking off. When it's fighting against the forces of gravity to clear the end of the runway, the plane uses most of its fuel. When it gets to cruising altitude, that's when you can start pulling back on the throttle. That's the reason the plane gets so much quieter. There's less, literally less resistance, less fuel needed to maintain that same level of momentum. You guys follow me on this analogy? So what happens a lot of you in your business is you'll throttle down, you'll have some success, you'll experience, you know, some breakthroughs in many different levels, and then you pull back on the throttle. And as soon as you pull back on the throttle, you are going back to the airport, you're landing again, and you have to start the whole process again. So if you've ever, and I'm sure all of you have, experienced ups and downs in your income, ups and downs in your life, ups and downs with your relationships, ups and downs with your health, ups and downs with everything, it's because you have not embraced the concept that it requires throttling down and keeping it throttled down. And when you reach cruising altitude, it's important that you remain frosty, you remain conscious of the fact that you still have to fight to maintain that level. Don't get complacent. Don't allow yourself to basically back off the energy required. So, Julie, anything else you'd like to say to these guys before we wrap up today's show?
I mean, stop circling the runway, some of you guys. You know, we see you start to take off, you get some skill, and then you, some of you will freak out because of your own success, and then just kind of let the dust settle and deal with that, and then we'll try again a little bit later, and it's like this continuing circling of the runway. And others of you are getting to cruising altitude, and our job as your coaches, and this is many of our coaching clients, is to keep you in momentum. That's the exciting part, and there's so many of our coaching clients that are on track or ahead to meet or exceed their goals this year. We're super excited for you guys, so don't blink. Don't put the plane back on the runway until it's time. That's my personal
thought. That's right. And, guys, if there's anything we can do for you, which I'm sure there is, please go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents. Hey, guys, thank you, sincerely thank you, for less than a year making us the number one real estate coaching radio show on the Internet. I really, really appreciate it. It's fantastic. This is our record month for listens. So, guys, do me a favor. Share this radio show with as many other people as you know. Help us get the word out that the real estate industry is an incredible industry to, you know, really build the life of your dreams. It sounds like it's a big romantic notion, but you know the truth is, guys, is I truly believe it. Everyone who works with us truly believes it. The fact is selling homes, being part of a real estate transaction, helping somebody accomplish a goal, or in some cases solve a problem of getting rid of a property they no longer want, that's an honor. You know, it's a pleasure. It's something that if you think about it, and when you look back upon it years and years from now, you're going to say, you know what, I used my life well. I was really able to help people. Oh, yeah, and you get really good at this, you can make a fortune. You know, you can make more money doing selling homes in almost any market than you can possibly do doing anything else. So embrace the fact that you have made the right decision in becoming a real estate agent. Embrace the fact that we're at the very beginning stages of what's going to be a 7 to 10-year real estate cycle. And guys, embrace the fact that you've got to learn to earn. So if there's anything we can do for you, what do? Free coaching calls for agents.com. Have a fantastic day. And remember, tomorrow is Casual Friday. So our very own Tim Ventura, or I think we're going to start calling him Ace Ventura, hosts the show tomorrow, and it's usually on technology. So listen in tomorrow, and you guys have a fantastic Labor Day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.